Jacksonville officials are discovering that certain maintenance efforts for various aspects of the city's water system are proving costly. Between $500,000 and $1 million will have to be spent on replacing the dam and intake structure of Lake Movistar. That announcement was made this week at the Utility Committee meeting by Reggie Benton of Benton & Associates Engineering. The concrete structure directs raw water to the city's water treatment plant. The lake is the backup water source for the city. An underwater study that took place over the winter recently concluded that the current structure is unstable.
It's not a small project. It's an important part. It's one of the important raw water sources should there ever be a problem with the wells or the pipeline between Jacksonville and the wells. You want to make sure that you have this secondary source solidly in place, you know, to be the raw water source. And during peak demands, it's also used then as well.
The cost of that project will be included in the budget numbers for the new water treatment plant, according to Benton. Jacksonville is expected to be able to pay for the nearly $30 million project with low-interest loans from the state EPA. In addition, the city needs to replace a 10-inch water main from the post office to the old feed mill on Sandusky, about 1,000 feet in length. That will start in 2 weeks and should cost about $200,000, according to Water Department Superintendent Jack Costner.
We found that to be bad when they were doing the north end of downtown. You know, we tied into it and we found out it's just a rotten water main, so we're going to get it replaced. They're just corroded all the way through, you know, and they're just on borrowed time. And if you have a 10-inch water main that fails, you got a big problem. You know, that's a pretty good-sized water main.
Here are the other updates provided for this week. The temporary flood protection system set up for the existing water treatment plant is nearly completed, and officials are working on a similar flood protection system for the wastewater treatment plant. Construction is complete for the combined sewer overflow system at the wastewater plant, except for chlorination. Also at the plant, a roof replacement project is being evaluated by city staff. Crime Stoppers of Morgan and Scott counties are requesting information regarding a local case of vandalism. According to the Jacksonville Police Department, sometime in the overtime hours of Tuesday or Wednesday, an unknown person broke out several windows on a building to the grounds of the former Jacksonville Developmental Center. The estimated cost of damage is around $600. Police are asking anyone with information on the incident to submit a tip online by going to www.morganscottcrimestoppers.webs.com and click on the blue button on the homepage. You can also call Crime Stoppers at 243-7300 or submit a tip online at 274-637. The first word of the text tip must be payout. School districts across West Central Illinois may not be left with a choice to install carbon monoxide detectors in their schools if recently introduced legislation passes, but some are being proactive. Nearly 150 students and staff members at North Mac Intermediate School in Verdon were hospitalized last week after a carbon monoxide leak in the school's boiler room. Fortunately, the situation turned out to be not a tragic one. Jacksonville School District Superintendent Steve Potosik says all boiler rooms in his district have CO detectors.
We do have different heating systems and cooling systems. While we're always concerned with the spread of carbon monoxide throughout the rest of the building, we're confident that if there were to be a situation, the buildup would be in our boiler rooms to begin with. And those can be heard if they alarm from outside of the boiler room. And we've had that in place for years.
So if there's a problem, Jacksonville's ready, we're prepared.
We are prepared.
Okay.
We're exploring what the costs would be to be able to add carbon monoxide detectors throughout the rest of the buildings, but I just don't have those numbers yet.
Greenfield Superintendent Kevin Bowman says 32 new carbon monoxide detectors were just installed on Friday on water heaters and boilers in three buildings of the school district.
When we saw, you know, a situation that we possibly can rectify very quickly, we just took it upon ourselves, and we wanted to make sure our district was covered. They're not as pricey as you would think. You can pay for what you want, but, you know, if one of them goes off, we're out, you know, we'll clear the area and run tests to make sure it's a safe area for students. So, you know, our parents will sleep better at night knowing that we have those in our buildings.
North Green Superintendent Les Stevens says new boilers in his school district have automatic CO sensors that force a shutdown if they detect high levels of the colorless, odorless gas. He says temporary detectors were set up this week for the older boilers. Franklin Superintendent Andy Stremlaw says there are no CO detectors in his district, but the plan is to put them in the boiler rooms after what happened last week. State Senator Sam McCann filed legislation this week that would require all schools to have approved carbon monoxide detectors in all buildings where students are present. Exemptions would be provided for buildings where there is no source of carbon monoxide. Bruce Rauner says he's going to stiff Republican county chairmen and others in the party power structure when it comes to patronage if he's elected governor. Jim Anderson has the report.
The people helping Rauner try to win the election can expect nothing in return, Rauner said, in terms of jobs for anyone they might recommend.
We are going to bring in people who are in the government for the right reasons, who are highly qualified for their positions, and if someone is not qualified, the answer is a clear no. And I want Michael Shackman and his federal hiring monitor right in there with me to make sure every department in the government follows through.
Shackman is a lawyer who sued over patronage in Chicago and Cook County 4 decades ago. He's suing now over the placement of political hires at the Illinois Department of Transportation in non-political positions. Rauner says the people who help his campaign shouldn't be doing it because they think they'll be rewarded if he wins. This is Jim Anderson.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.